Grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, and you need to draw a line from the quote to the person that you think said that. And we're going to give you 30 seconds to get her done. Okay, so here we go. All I got out of that was Savannah dancing. Dancing to the music instead of filling out the quiz. Okay, well, here we go. Are you ready for the answers to that quiz? I know I gave you guys all plenty of time to work on that. And so I am missing a page for my quiz. That's very interesting. Okay, quiz. Real life heroes, who said that? Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. Who said that? Nice try. Yeah, right? Of course, you wouldn't know that except by process of elimination, because that was said by George Mueller. Oh, okay. I was wrong. All right, George Mueller. George Mueller said that. Yes, George Mueller. Good man. And most people grab that last section. Faith begins where man's power ends. Next quote. Before going to bed, I got down on my knees and said, Jesus, if you are real, come into my life. Forgive me and see if you can do something with me. Who said that? That was Kirk Kuykendall, soccer Olympian. Okay, loved Jesus and took Jesus right into his sport. Next one. God does not choose people because of their ability, but because of their availability. Who said that? That was Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew said that. Okay, and the next one. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. Who said that? Yep, Corrie ten Boom said that. Good job. Next quote. Friend, if you don't go soon, chances are you will never go. If you go, Christ will go with you. That is his promise. Who said that? That was Mike Cater, the guy that we had actually come here, and we met him and his wife, and that was a fun day. But that was Mike Cater. Okay, next. I have found that there are three stages in every great work of God. First, it is impossible. Then it is difficult. Then it is done. Who said that? C.T. Studd. No, I think that was Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor. Now, I thought I had the C.T. Studd quote first. Which, is that next? Do we have another quote after that? Yeah. Only one life. 'Twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Who said that? There's only one option left. Thank you, C.T. Studd. We got it. C.T. Studd. All right. So, who here got them all right? You, whatever. Whatever. Okay, who got all but one wrong? Who just got one wrong? Who got just two wrong? Who got just three wrong? You? You just got three wrong? Good job, Josh. Josh is our reigning champion. There are benefits to sitting in the front row, is what we're saying here. That is what we're saying. All right. Now, you know, we have talked about a great number of real-life heroes. And there are so many more that we could talk about. I mean, we got Martin Luther, John Calvin, Martin Luther King Jr., Chuck Colson. So many great men and women of God throughout the ages. There's so many we could talk about. So why this morning should we talk about a guy named C.T. Studd? besides the fact that his name is really cool, I mean, wouldn't you like, I mean, guys, come on, seriously? Yeah, my name is Stud. I mean, seriously. Besides that, why would we want to focus on him? Well, it's because C.T. Studd is known for a quote. And this quote is very powerful in my life. Let me give you a little background. C.T. Studd was was born in England back in, do I have the date range for his life? Yeah. In December of 1860, 105 years before I was born, he was born. Okay? And then he died in July of 1931. He was born in England, but he died in Congo, Africa, while in the mission field. That's where he ended up dying. He was a great cricket player. You know, cricket, a game. He was well known for that, and many people thought he was going to go far and be famous for that, but he became instead an even greater missionary. And he lived with reckless abandon for Christ. In 1988, while in China, he met another fellow missionary there, and he married her. Priscilla Stewart was her name. And they got married in 1988. C.T. Studd was known in this group called the Cambridge Seven. It was seven Cambridge University students that all made a pledge to make their lives fully available to Hudson Taylor and the work that he was pioneering in China. And so all of these guys moved to China and labored with Hudson Taylor. So C.T. Studd was a contemporary with Hudson Taylor. And he served there for many years. Then he went to India. And he did like 6 to 8 years of ministry in India. And then he went back home. And you're going to hear a little bit of this story in just a second. But then God led him to do a pioneer work of his own in Africa. He then started a global mission called Heart for Africa Missions. Later became the World Evangelization Crusade, or it's now called simply WEC International. If you ever hear of that organization, it's a missionary organization called WEC International. C.T. Studd started that, and it is still moving today. We talked about Hudson Taylor's legacy. C.T. Studd has a legacy as well. It's an impressive life with an impressive eternal impact. I mean, you could only hope that your life would echo into the future like his has. But the reason I want to speak about C.T. Studd this morning is because of a quote that he made that has really spoken to me ever since I first heard it. C.T. Studd said this: "Some want to live within the sound of church and chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." And I've always resonated with that. That quote has always gripped my heart. And even more so since I got involved with this game store business. I mean, you think about it. It is a shop, right? It's a shop. And by God's grace, people are being rescued there. And, you know, oftentimes I feel like I'm within a yard of hell in this place. I mean, believe me. If you're living, you think about this quote. If you're living within a yard of hell, that's just not a comfortable place or an easy place. And there has been collateral damage to my life and to my family as a result of owning this little business. But C.T. Studd's quote has kept me fired up and fighting on to use that business for God's business. Last Friday, Zach comes walking into the store nonchalantly, and he comes upon me talking to a customer. He points at him. He says, "This guy needs to get saved." It's like, gee whiz, a little presumptuous. I mean, albeit true, but still, I mean, I thought that was a little brash, offending the guy. Well, as it turns out, he knows, you know, you knew him, Aaron, right? And we got to talking to this guy. Aaron, we got to talking to his girlfriend about spiritual things, and he brought up some issues that they were facing in their home church with trying to baptize their little baby girl and some things with their dad, and so we invited him to do church with us. He's not here this morning, but you know something? The day after that, on Saturday, this guy, Aaron's dad, called me and said, hey, can we get together and talk? So on Tuesday, I'm going to be meeting with Aaron's dad, see where he's at with the Lord. Later that night, so that was Friday, later that night, I overheard Bo engage in a conversation with a homosexual guy that has started coming to our game nights. And Bo beautifully turned the corner in that conversation into spiritual things, and he shared his testimony with him. I overheard the guy say, well, I'm aspiritual. I don't have any real spiritual interests or anything like that. And I thought, for now, I mean, it's a rescue shop, people. Now, as I looked into C.T. Studd's life more deeply these past 2 weeks, I discovered that there are some other things that really resonate with me in my life and his life, C.T. Studd's life. One of them is his sacrificial passion for Christ and bringing people to Christ. C.T. Studd would say things like this: if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. I get that. I get that. I mean, it only makes sense to me that if Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, then I should live 24/7 for him. It just makes my salvation restored and reignited in my life from time to time. And at times like that, when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling blue, when I'm discouraged, when I'm distracted, I turn to the manly stuff by C.T. Studd. Let me show you what I mean. Roll that video.
Too long have we been waiting for one another to begin. The time for waiting is past. The hour of God has struck. War is declared. In God's holy name, let us arise and build. The God of heaven, he will fight for us, as we for him. We will not build on the sand, but on the bedrock of the sayings of Christ, and the gates and minions of hell shall not prevail against us. Should such men as we fear? Before the whole world, yes, before the sleepless, lukewarm, faithless, namby-pamby Christian world, we will dare to trust our God. We will venture our all for him. We will live and we will die for him. And we will do it with his joy unspeakable, singing aloud in our hearts. We will 1,000 times sooner die trusting only in our God.